ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Berdiel. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilai Nishmas, Rabbi Eliyahu ben Rav Nutta Getzel, Rochel Leia Bas Rav Yitzchak, and Chai Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Avoisai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyam HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is right around the corner. This is the last call to register for this special evening of Kavod HaTorah and Simchas HaTorah. We will have the schus to hear Divrei Chizik from Harav HaGoyin Rav Yerucham Olshin, as well as from Harav Moshe Brown, Harav Eitan Feiner, and Harav Aaron Sorsher, our guest of honor. You don't want to pass up on this one-time opportunity to meet the Magid Shir who will be flying in from around the world. 6:30 will be the reception to greet the Magid Shir, followed by the Seuda Siyam at 7:30. To make and secure your reservations for this magnificent evening, please visit shasilluminated.org/Siyam or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427. We are looking forward to greeting you personally.
Nida daf mem beis. We'll start the Shia with the Gemara. Earlier, Mem Aleph Amid Beis, at the end of the Omid, we're discussing the Alocha, which is mentioned in the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, Kol Anoshim Metanois Bebeis Achitzoin. The Tumah of the Dam, which come out from the Isha, by Dam Nidois, and so too Dam Ziva. The Gemara says later on in the Be'isim, Mem Beis Amid Aleph, Hanido, Ve'azovo, Shmeres Yom Kineged Yoim, and Yoledes, Kulam Metanois Bifnim Kabachutz. Already when the dam is nekar, it goes out from the Mokrim HaPnimi, from the Mokrim inside, to the Beis HaChitzoin, even though it hasn't left yet, the gulf totally, it is already enough that it's Metami the Isha. This is the Aloch of the Mishnah, Kol Anoshim Metami Mebeis HaChitzoin, which we learn out over here from the Psukim, V'Bipsoro, and Yiyah, Zuivo, the Gemara, in Mem Aleph Amid Beis, and the Breisa, teaching us this Aloch, that Kol Anoshim Metamois, Bebeis HaChitzoin. Now, Lemaisa, there's a very big Nidin, and a Machloikis in Achreinim. What is the halacha of this din of Kol Anoshim Metamois Bebeis HaChitzoin? Do we say that since the dam, when it leaves the Mekor inside, and it goes from the inside to the outside to the Beis HaChitzoin, this is considered a Maiser Iyas dam, enough to say that the Isha becomes now a Nidah, so too she becomes a Zav G'doyla, Zav Ketano, like we mentioned in the Breisim and Beis HaMed Aleph. Do we say that therefore this dam is now considered Keilu, it's totally left the goof of the Isha, as if it is already chutz le goof of mamish, and therefore, now that the dam continues on, and goes from the Beis HaChitzoin even further out, totally out of the goof of the Isha, it is considered as if it's dam moving outside, but there's no new Re'iyah taking place? Or do we say, even though we have a chidush over here in the Psukim, that when the dam is neka, it goes away from the Mokim HaPnimi to the Beis HaChitzoin, this alone is considered a Maiser Iyah, but it could be that this dam is still considered inside the goof of the Isha. It is still Mibein HaShinayim, like the Gemara tells us, the place of this din of Mokim HaChitzoin in the Maskona, Bein HaShinayim, the Bein HaShinayim, the Maskona, the Gemara has a din Kelifnim, but Al-Koponi from the Bein HaShinayim Velachutz, this Mokim of a Beis HaChitzoin is still considered the dam is as if it's still inside the Isha. Amameda and Afkamina would be that now the Isha is going to be seeing this dam going to be dripping out further, even further out of a goof. This is also considered a Maiser Iyah to say that she should be considered someone who's having a Maiser Iyah. And an Afkamina will be in a case where she has dam which left for the Beis from the inside to the Beis HaChitzoin, and then continues on the whole time from the Beis HaChitzoin, it's metaftef, and it goes out the whole time from her further into the outer the gulf, into the Ave Ho'ilom. And the Nafkina will be in the case where she sees in three separate days, does she become a Zava G'doylo now with this new year, even though everything already had left the Mekor itself and went into the Beis HaChitzoin in the one time, and the Mele, she's only a Zava K'tano. But since later on there were new years leaving further on from the Beis HaChitzoin even further out, Memele, if this considered a year, this will be enough to make her into a Zava G'doylo. Now this is a MS, it was a very big shaila in Achrinim. This is all brought down in the Pitzchei Tshuva in Siman Kuf Pei Gimel in Yodea. And he brings down this chidush from the Miltzdoker. The Miltzdoker in Siman Lamed Daled, he holds that even though there was already a Maiser year on this dam when it left the Mokim HaPnimi into the Beis HaChitzoin, but it is still possible for the Isha to say that she has now another year when it leaves the Beis HaChitzoin even further out This is also considered a Re'ia. We do not look at this dam, which is in the Beis HaChitzoim. Ke'ilu, it's considered, it's totally out of the goof of the Isha. Says the Mil Tzedoka, no, this is still considered inside the Isha enough to say a Moedig Echidush, that she can have another Meiser Re'ia on this dam later on when it leaves her goof totally. This is another Meiser Re'ia, and therefore she'll become a Zava G'dayla also. This is the Chidush of Mil Tzedoka. We can have two Re'ias. Once, when the Re'ia left the Pnimi into the Beis HaChitzoin, and then later on, when it leaves the Beis HaChitzoin, even further out also. The Pesach Tshuva over there brings down from the Brit Avraham in his Tshuvas in Yoideas and Membeis, that he argues on the Mil Tzedaka, and he holds that in a case where the Dam already left the Beis HaPnimi into the Beis HaChitzoin, says the Brit Avraham, the Chuyot is Muchach, from the Gemara later on in the Membeis, which we'll learn soon in the Breisa, by Yoledes, that over there we see l'choyah clearly that the dam which is in the Beis HaChitzoin is actually considered as if the dam is outside the goof of the Isha. Because the Gemara over there discusses the case of the Breisa, which tells us the din of the Noshim Metamois by Beis HaChitzoin is also by Yoledes. And the Gemara says by Yoledes, it depends if she's in the middle of Yimei Nida or she's in the middle of Yimei Ziva. Says the Gemara, this is a din of Yebzeria, which the Gemara originally understands. This is a halacha of Yeledes. She yodo litboil. She went to Bitoivul, and she already had an Akira. The dam was lying in the Beis HaChitzoin. And later on it came out from the Beis HaChitzoin. This is the way Rashi explains the Gemara in the case of the Risha of Yebzeria, Yeledes. She yodo litboil mitume letaira, veneka mimenu dam, birido tmeo. In the case where the Akira took place already before the Yerida, the Aloha is the dam which is lying now in the Beis HaChitzoin is actually going to be Metame now the Isha because of this Negia which the Isha has. Even after she was already Toivel, she still has a Maisa Tumah from this dam which is lying in the Beis HaChitzoin is going to be Metame. Now the Gemara over there originally understands that this din means that even now inside it is Metame the Isha, and the Gemara asks, L'chid is a problem of Tumah Beis HaBliya. Says the Gemara that it could be a din de Rabbonon, that we gave a din of Nivlas Oif Tori. Namaskonis HaGemorim in Beis Amid Beis at the top of the Amid, says the Gemara, that the din of the Breis of the din of Ebzeria is actually means only Metame de Isha when it's Yotzal Lachutz. This dam which was lying in a Beis HaChitzoin was Yotzal Lachutz, then it's Metame. Asks the Gemara, if so, what is the Chiddush of Ebzeria? Says the Gemara, the Chiddush is, just like the dam which is inside the Makuri of the Isha, is becomes Tohur because of the Maisa Tvila that now she's entering Yemei Toyar. So all her dam now is Tohur. And the middle of the dam which was previously before the Tvila, according to Bis Hillel, that depends on the Maisa Tvila, like Rashi explains. This din is going to be that the Tvila itself is Metahir, the dam which is inside her Makur. Says the Gemara, if so, one would have Adamina, that maybe the Maisa Tvila should work to be Metahir, also the dam which is in the Beis HaChitzoin. Says the Gemara, this is the Chiddush of Reb Zeira, that the dam in the Beis HaChitzoin remains Tomei since it left before the Tvila, and therefore remains Tomei that later on when it comes out, it's going to be Metame the Isha. Now, says the Brit Avraham, if one is going to understand, like the Mil Tzedaka says, that this dam is still considered, even when it's in the Beis HaChitzoin, it's still considered inside the goof of the Isha enough to say that later on when it goes even further out, it is called a new Meiser Re'ia. Then L'chaira, says the Brit Avraham, why should we say that a Maiser Tvila should not work on this dam? Just like we say that the dam which is inside the Makuri of the Isha becomes Torah with the Maiser Tvila, so too any other dam which is still considered inside the Isha should also become Torah. So from the fact of the Gemara, Reb Zeira's Chiddush, that is a difference between the dam which is in the Makuri to the dam which is in the Beis HaChitzoin, L'chaira is mavur that the dam which is in the Beis HaChitzoin is actually considered dam which has already left the Isha and it was already metame the Isha with this Maiser Re'ia when it left Mimokim al-Pnimi from the Makuri inside to the Beis HaChitzoin, and now it is considered, it's as if it is totally out of the goof of the Isha, and this is the reason why Abzeria says the Maiser Tvila is not actually metair this dam which is lying in the Beis HaChitzoin. Mamela L'chaira, the way Rashi Akaponim over there explains the Gemara that we're discussing dam which is in the Beis HaChitzoin, over there, the Tosfos over there disagrees, the Chiddush HaRan is Ma'arich over there, where exactly this dam is, but Akaponim says the Brit Avraham, according to Rashi, who learns that the dam is in the Beis HaChitzoin, and we see that the Tvila does not work on this dam, L'chaira, this is Mavur, that the dam is already considered outside, and therefore there's no new Re'ia taking place later on, when the dam continues further out, into out of the guf of the isha la'avi ha'olam. Never you see the sigur machlekes very widely discussed over there in Yodea and some guf pei gimel in achrinim. What is the halacha in the case where it went out further from the Beis Hachitza and can he be considered a new Maaser Ye'ir? Or do we say this dam is already considered Yotzo Lachutz and it's already Yotzo La'ave O'ilom? And they bring Raya's from the Rishonim already. There's a Ritzwa earlier in Daf Chof Beis Hamed Aleph. Raya to this Shaila, do we consider the new Maaser Ye'ir later on? And this is the Raya from the Bris Avron, from the Gemara, from our Gemara in Daf Mem Beis Hamed Aleph. Or you say this thing of Machlokes in this Tumah, the Beis Hachitza and discussed in the Gemara over here in earlier in Mem Aleph Hamed Beis. Now moving further on into the next halacha, also mentioned at the end of Mem Aleph Amid Beis, this is the next case where there's actually a machlokes in a braisa between Reb Shimon and Reb Abonon in the halacha of Poiletes Shichva Zera, which is also a tumah for the isha that she herself, like the Gemara says, by Asim Dap Mem Beis, Le Maskonas HaGemara as halacha of Eroye, according to the Rabbonon, and even the Maskon according to Reb Shimon, Benegea to other halachas of the dinim of Roye, this is the din of a Poiletes Shichva Zera. Now there's machlekes between Reb Shimon and Rabbonon in the Breisa. The Rabbonon hold that the same halachas which we find by the dam of the Nido, that it's metame bebeis hachitzoin, so too the Poiletes Shichva Zera also has a tumor bebeis hachitzoin, whereas Reb Shimon says, Dayo kaboyalo, and just like we find by the boyalo, the Balkari himself, the tumor is only bachutz, only when it leaves, it says in the Pasuk, says Rashi, Ish kiseitze mimenu shechvazera, so too the Isha is not worse off than the Balkari himself, and therefore the Isha also, by Poiletes shechvazera, is only going to become Tomei in the case where it left her totally and not in the Beis Achitza. In Issa Machlekes, in the Pshimon and Abonon over here in the Breis. Now the Gemara continues on, and asks, oh, you say this thing a kasha? From the Breisa of Reb Shimon himself, that Reb Shimon himself seems to agree that we do not use this concept of Dayo Kabrealo, and the Gemara brings down a different tumor, which is a tumor of Meshameshes, which we'll discuss now together of these two tumors over here mentioned in the Gemara. If Be'emes they consider two different tumors, or there's all one tumor over here going on in the Sugya. There's another pasuk which the Breisa, the Gemara over here brings down. This is the pasuk which the Gemara later on calls the Tumah of Meshameshes, and says the Gemara, the din is that every Maisa Tashmish is Metami the Isha, and even in a case, says the Gemara, it's a Tumah Sbis Astorim, which normally should not be Metami, but Afal Pikein over here is Xeris HaKosuv telling us that there's a Tumah over here, V'yochatsu B'mayim V'tomu Ad Erev, every time V'ish Ashiyishka V'sisho Shichva Zera, after every Maitse Tashmish, there's a din that the Isho becomes Tomei, a Tumas Erev. Now ask the Gemara, that L'chayir, according to Reb Shimon's Yisoy, that we say Dayo Kabrealo, and the Tumah is only when it leaves the Guf, Isha Shetetse Mimenu Shichva Zera, Asbiyotze Lachutz, why over here, by the Tumah, over here of the Isha, do we not say Dayo Kabrealo, that she should become Tor, she should remain Tor, only later on when it left, leaves the Guf, and over here we see in the Gemara, in the Breisa, that is Exeris HaKosuv, that even when the Tumah is still, she becomes Tomei, even before the Zera, the Shichva Zera over here leaves the Guf of the Isha. Answers the Gemara, Lukashe, Kamba Meshameshes, Kamba Peiletes. The Gemara is answering, there's two different Tumahs going on over here. The Tumah which Reb Shimon discussed is the Tumah of Poiletes. Over there, Reb Shimon says there's a klal of Dayo Kabrealo. And now in this Pasuk, there's a new Tumah called Tumahs Meshameshes. The Etzem Maisebir itself was Metame the Isha. And this is Exeris HaKosuv, where even Reb Shimon agrees, we do not say Dayo Kabrealo, and she becomes Tomei with the Ikka Maisebir alone. Now Tosfos over here, in the Ramaschi Vesovar, Reb Shimon explains that the Makshin over here, even though the Pasuk over here is discussing a case of Meshameshes, but the Makshin understands that the reason why the Meshameshes is Tomei is not because there's a new Tumah over here, because of the Maisa Bia itself, which is Metami the Isha, a new Tumas Erev. The reason the Makshin understands that the Tumah of Meshameshes is actually the same reason, the same Tumah, because of Poiletes, because in the Maisa of the Bia itself, there's automatically going to become a Maisa of Poiletes. There's going to be Zera Babes Achitzoin. Memeida, this alone is enough to be Metame the Isha. And this is the reason why the Gemara understands, the Makshin understands the Tumah of the Isha is Gufa because of the Tumah of Peletes. Memeida explains to Yisuvis that even though in the Gemara's Mashma, the question is only a Kasha on the Shita of Reb Shimon, but Be'emes the question can be asked according to the Rabbanon also, because the Rabbanon earlier in the Braisa by the Tumah of Peletes, that it is Matame already in the Beis HaChitzoin, the Rabbanon have a new posuk of Yiyah teaching us this halacha. Says Tosfos Lachayah, if we're going to say that the whole Tumah of Mishameshes is actually a Tumah of Peletes when the Zerah is already in the Beis HaChitzoin, then Lachayah, this is already a Makor to tell us this halacha that our Peletes Shechvat Zerah is Matame in the Beis HaChitzoin. So Mamela, the Gemara could have asked, why does the Rabbanon earlier need to have a pasuk of Yiyah? We could already learn this din from this din of the Tumah of Erechatu Bamayim V'Tomei Adorev, according by the Tumah of Mishameshes, if the Makshin understands that the whole Tumah of Mishameshes is actually only because of the Shichva Zera, which is involved over here, and there's a Tumah over here of Poiletes. Mamela says, Toisos Bamis Anichanami, the Gemara could have asked this question on the Rabbanon also, but the Maskona Enoch Lamri asked a steer in Ibshimon, and the teretz of the Gemara is Hu Adin according to the Rabbanon also. And the Maskona of the Gemara is that Beis Emes is two separate tumors over here, not like the Svara of the Makshin. And according to the Maskona, it comes out there's a new tumor over here of Meshameshes, which is a tumor on the Maisa Bia itself, nothing got to do with the Peletes of the Shechva Zera being found over here in the Beis HaChitzoin. This is a new tumor, which is not holy, and it doesn't depend on this Machlekes between the Pshimon and the Rabbonon, which they're discussing the different tumor of Peletes, which is Machlekes, do we say, Dayo Kaboyalo? This is the Shitta of Tosfos by us in the Sugya. It comes out, it's very clear from Tosfos, that the Maskonas HaGemora, both according to the Rabbonon, and so according to Ibshimon, there's two tumors. The Makshin understood that it was only one tumor, but the Maskona, everyone agrees that there's two separate tumors. There's a tumor of Mishameshes, and there's a tumor of Poiletes. But Behemoth, the Rishonim argue on Tosfos, and the Rishonim, the Rashba over here, the Ramban already at the beginning also takes us on this Mahalach, like the Rashba says the Ramban and the Rashba, that according to the Rabbonon, one can say that the tumor is actually one tumor, and there's no tumor of Mishameshes, separate tumor because of the Maisa Bia itself. We can remain with the svar of the Makshin according to the Rabbonon. And they answer Tosfos' question that the Gemara doesn't ask anything according to the Rabbonon, because we can say that the Pasuk of Yiyah is Gufa Gilui, this is teaching us, telling us this halacha that it's Tomei Bebeis HaChitzoin to understand this, the Tumah of Mishameshes, that the reason is Gufa because of the Shichla Zera, which is found in the Beis HaChitzoin. This is Be'emes the Tumah LeMaskona, according to the Shitta of the Rabbonon. The reason why the Mishameshes is Tomei is because of the Shichla Zera, because she is a Peiletes, because the Zera over there in the Beis HaChitzoin. And the Gemara's question is only on Ibshimon, because Ibshimon is the one who holds that the Peiletes does not have any Tumah in the case where it's in the Beis HaChitzoin. If so, why is the Mishameshes Tomei? And on that, the Gemara had to say that according to Ibshimon, there's a new Tumah of Mishameshes, a new Chiddush Tigit Tumah, because of the Bia itself. But according to the Rabbonon, we remain with the Havamina, and we say that the reason why every Mishameshes is Tomei is only because of the Peiletes, because of the Shichva Zera. This is the Shitta of the Rashba and the Ramban at the beginning, that they understand that this din over here of the Gemara is only a Chiddush in Shitta Seb Shimon, a very big Chiddush Lemaisa, according to the Yerushalayim, that there's a Machlikas in Avonah between the Rabbonon and Eb Shimon. What is the Tumah of Mishameshet, which we find in the Pasuk? Is it because of the Bia, or is it because of the Pilete Shichva Zera, which according to Yerushalayim, this is the Shitta of the Rabbonon, even the Maskona also, not like the Shitta of Tosfos? And Behemes is a Mefurish Redi Nemeiri by us, this Machlikas in the Yerushalayim, and the Meiri says very clearly, according to the Rabbonon, the reason why the Mishameshes is Tomei is only because of the Peiletes, because of the Shichva Zera, which is involved, not like the Shitta of Tosfos. Now, Tosfos over here explains that his Shitta, that Tosfos holds even according to the Rabbonon, also, there's two Tumas, there's a Tumah of Mishameshes, and there's a Tumah of Peiletes. Says Tosfos, the reason why every Mishameshes is not automatically considered a Peiletes, because the Zera over here in the Beis HaChitzoin, and Tosfos says, that even according to the Rabbonon, there's two separate tumors. Why do we not say that there is a tumor of Peiletes? Since the Zera over here in the Beis HaChitzoin, says Tosfos, the reason is because the only way to consider her a Peiletes is only when the Zera is in the Beis HaChitzoin. And says Tosfos, sometimes with the Maisa Bia itself, the Zera can go straight into the Beis HaPnimi, and it doesn't enter at all the Beis HaChitzoin, and therefore, as long as it stays inside, it doesn't come back out, like the Gemara says later on, with different cases, Shlosha Yomim, with the whole Sugis HaGemara, when the Zera is going to come out, but as long as it stays inside the Beis HaPnimi, then there's no Tumah Peiletes, because the Zera was never actually in the Beis HaChitzoin, and therefore the only reason why she's Tomei is only because of this Tumah of Mishameshes, even according to the Rabbanon, hold that for the Tumo Peletes it is enough that it is only in a Besachitzin and didn't leave the Guf in Gansen, totally didn't leave the Guf, even according to the Rabbonon. I mean, this is the first Mahalach of Tosfos. The reason why we have Tumas Meshameshes is Negea. This is a din in a case where we don't have Peletes, because the Zera went straight into the Beis HaPnimi. Another Teretz says Tosfos, that in order to have the Tumo Peletes, it is not enough that the Zera should be found in a Beis HaChitzoin. It has to be that it was originally in a Beis HaPnimi, and later on it left, it was a Poiletes into the Beis HaChitzoin. Like by Mr. Pashtus of the Loshen of Poiletes, which means that it leaves the Beis HaPnimi into the Beis HaChitzoin. This is Be'emes, the Tumo over here, when you have a Tumo of Peletes. Whereas in a case where the Zera remained in the Beis HaChitzoin, and it never entered the Beis HaPnimi and came back out, then, says Tosfos, this is the case where, according to the Rabbanon also, we only have the Tumah of Meshameshes, and we do not have the Tumah of Peletes. This is Mahalach of Shittas HaTosfos L'Shittas HaMorot, according to the Rabbanon. We also have a Tumah, separate Tumah of Meshameshes, and says Tosfos, this is Negea, in a case where we cannot use the Tumah of Peletes either, because it went straight into the Beis HaPnimi, or, like Tosfos' second Mahalach, that only in the case where it went into the Pnimi and then left, then it's Poiletes, but not when it's found in the Beis HaChitzoin. Now, Be'emes, the whole Toises is a big chidush. The Oysameach in Yisui Bir, in Perek Vav, Alochot HaZayin, he already points this out, and he asks, on Toises, what was Toises Havamina to say that we can have the Tumah of Poiletes by the mere fact that the Zera is found in the Beis HaChitzoin? And only Toises in the second Teretz came with a chidush and says that maybe Poiletes is only when it was inside the Beis HaPnimi and leaves from the Beis HaPnimi to the Beis HaChitzoin. L'chayyah says the Yisameach, it is poshut that in order to be considered a Peletes, we have to have a Maisa Plater that it should leave the Beis HaPnimi and enter the Beis HaChitzoin. Because the Gemara later on in Daf Mem Beis explains that according to the Rabbanon Al Kaponim and the Maskonim according to Reb Shimon, the Tumah of Peletes is not a Tumah of Negas. The Gemara says it is a Tumah of Eroyeh. The reason why she becomes Tomei is like a Maisari ear. Now, in order to be considered a Maisari ear, it has to be that she had before the dam further inside, like Rabbi Dam Nida, the dam is further inside, and later on it was found in the Beis HaChitzoin. And this is what's Metame the Isha with the Maisari ear as a dam. Whereas if you're going to have Stam Dam Nida is inside the Beis HaChitzoin, which never came from the Mekor, this is not going to be Metame the Isha, even though it originated originally from the Mekor, like we discussed earlier. From the Miltzdoka and the Bris Avrom, the only machlokes they have, if we can consider another Maisri year from the Beis HaChitzoin going even further out, but from the mere fact that the dam is lying in the Beis HaChitzoin, this is not enough to be considered a Royeh. In order to be considered a Royeh, it has to be a Maisri year which has to move from place to place. Mamela, if the dam is lying in the Beis HaChitzoin, it is not enough to be considered a Royeh. Mamela says the Yisameach L'Chayyah so too by the Peletes. Since the Maskana of the Gemara is that even according to Reb Shimon and according to Rabbanon is Pasha this way, that in order to be Metame the Beis HaChitzoin, well, says it has to be a Tumah of Eroyeh, therefore, of course, it has to leave the Beis HaPnimi into the Beis HaChitzoin. So the Chayyah Tosfos' second Mahalach is Poshet, and the Yisameach says we have to understand them as Tosfos' Chidush, why Tosfos considered this a Chidush, to say that there should be a Tumah of Peletes already when the Zera is only inside the Beis HaChitzoin and lying there and never left the Beis HaPnimi. Tosfos understand this is also enough to be considered a Maisa Tumah of Eroyeh. L'Chayyah says the Yisameach, this is not enough to be a Eroyeh if it never was in the Beis HaPnimi and didn't leave into the Beis HaChitzoin. But Be'emes has another Yisoidus digger point over here in our Tosfos, which is understanding in the Ike Gede of the Tumah, this new Tumah which Tosfos has over here, of a Tumah of Meshameshes, which Tosfos holds is even in the Shitta of the Rabbanon. There's a very Yisoidus digger, Mishnah Lemelech, in Bilyas Mikdosh, in Peri Gimel Aloche Gimel, and he discusses this Tumah of Meshameshes, that we have over here a new Tumah, that the Tumah of the Maisa Bia itself is what makes her Tomei. What will be in a case where we have a Maisa Bia, but the Maisa Bia didn't have any Hoitzoh Azera? It was a Maisa Bia without any Hoitzoh Azera. Do we say that the Isha also should become Tomei, because of the Etzem Maisa Bia alone is Matame the Isha? Or do we say that in order that the Isha should have a Tumah of Meshameshes, it has to be a Bia which is also with a Yitzah Azera? And Be'emes, the Fid Havamin of the Gemara, that the whole reason why Meshameshes is Tomei is because of Peletes, then this is Poshet, that without any Yetzirah Azera, there's no Priletes, of no Shech Vazera involved, then of course there's no Tumah. The whole Shaila is only the Maskonas HaGemara, and also only according to Tosfos, who holds that even according to the Rabbonon, that this is La Alocha, we Paskin like the Rabbonon, that this Din is going to be, there's a new Tumah of Meshameshes. And the Maskonas HaGemara says in Mishal Melech, we have to know, is this Tumah of Meshameshes no shaykhis at all to the zera, and even if you have a maisa beer alone without any yitzar zera, this will also be enough to say that this ish, ki yishkav is isha, this is alone enough to say that there should be a tumah of yochtu b'mayim b'tomu ad-arev. Says the Shara Melech, in Perigimon Yisui B'ya Locha Tetzvov, in the Vamaschiv Ulam, that l'choyer from our Tosfos is a clear raya to the shayla of the Mishnah Melech. Because if you're going to say that the Maskonas HaGemara, that there's a new Tumah of Meshameshes, according to the Rabbanon also, that this Tumah is because of the Maisa Bia alone, even without any Zera at all, then clear the whole Kasha of Tosfos, that Tosfos over here is trying to understand, why do we need to have a new Tumah of Meshameshes? Anyway, we have a Priletes, because the Zera is over here in the Beis HaChitzoin. What Bichlal is Tosfos' problem? Why can't Tosfos say very simple? The reason why we need to have a Tumah Meshameshes, it's Negea, in a case where there's a Maisa Bia without any Yitzhar Azera. Then there's no Tumah Piletes, because there's no Shechel Azera involved at all. And the only reason why we could be Metame the Isha is only because of the Maisa Bia itself, which is a Maisa Bia, which is Metame the Isha, because of its new Tumah Meshameshes. Mamela says the Shara Melech from the fact that even after Tosfos Chidush, that there's a new Tumah Meshameshes, Tosfos still busy and involved over here trying to understand why there's no Tumah Piletes, what happened to the Sheikh Vazera over here, which is in the Beis HaChitzoy, and Tosfos says to Yutzim, either it's in the Beis HaChitzoy, goes straight in the Pnimi, or it never left. Al Kaponim, Tosfos is very involved over here, understanding what happened to the Sheikh Vazera, that she should be Tomei Yatz Peiletes. Says the Shah HaMelech, the Chiritz Mochach in Tosfos, that even once we have a new Gzis HaKos of Meshameshes, there's still a halacha we need to have a beer, which is a Moitzi Zera, only such a kind of Maisa beer, which had in it a Yitzhar Zera, this is the Maisa beer, which is Matame the Isha, of a Tumah Meshameshes, even though the Tumah is actually a new Tumah Meshameshes, we still need to have a beer, which is a Moitzi Zera, L'chuyu a Klor Raya in our Tosfos, to this Shaila of the Mishnah Melech, this is a Raya of the Shara Melech, the Maskonas HaGemara, in the Geder of the Tumah Meshameshes, so you see this is a point to take out from our Tosfos. Now moving further on into the Gemara in Membeis Med Aleph, Boi Minei Rav Shmuel Babisna Me Abaye, Poiletas Shechva Zera, Roya Havio, Oy Negas Havio. What is the Tumah of Poiletas? Is it a Tumah of Roya, or is it a Tumah of Negas? Says the Gemara in Afgemina, Lister, if it's Soysa the Zaynikim, Viletami Bemashu, Viletami Bifnim Kebachutz. And the Gemara says that Be'emes Bifnim Kebachutz was a machlikas we discussed earlier between Shimon and the Rabbonon. And the Maskona says the Gemara that according to the Rabbonon, it is possible that since we find that the Priletes is already Tomei Bachutz in the Beis HaChitzoin, therefore it must be a Tumah of a Roya. Whereas if you're going to say according to Shimon that the Tumah is only outside, Memela, then it could be that the Tumah is only in Negas. And this is the suffix of the Gemara in the Maskona, says the Gemara, even according to Ibshimon, Benegea, the other Alochis, even Ibshimon agrees that the Tumah of Poiletes is actually considered the Tumah of a Roye, and therefore it is going to be a Soysa, and so too it's going to be Metame Bemashu. Now we discussed already earlier in the Flamet Gimel, the Chiddush in our Gemara, which the Gemara over there discusses, the Rishonim is earlier in the Flamet Gimel, that there's a Tumah, a Stira on the Zayin Nekiim, but in the case of the Priletes, which has many ramifications, La Locha, this is the reason why Aisha has to wait always to make a Hefsek Tarya, she always has to wait in order to go and count as Zayin Nekiim, because of the problem of Priletes, Shechva Zera, she has to at least have 5 days, La Maskona Zayin Gemara, La Maskona La Locha, over there in Tosfos in Daf Lamed Gimel, because of our Gemara, that a Priletes, Shechva Zera, is actually Soysa, the Zayin Nekiim, therefore she also has to be, and make sure that she's away from the Zman, the time when she can still be Soysa, the Zayin Nekiim, with the Shechva Zera from the time earlier, when she was still Torah, before she started counting the Zayin Nekiim. Now, Be'emes, in our Gemara, the Nafkeminas, which the Gemara here says, or the Nafkemina between Aroya and Negas, or three Nafkeminas mentioned in the Gemara, is it Soysa, the Zayin Nekiim? Is it Metami Bemashu? And is it Metami Bachutz? Or is it already Metami Bebeis HaChitzoin? Bifnim kebachutz, like the shita of the Rabbana. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Pei, in Oisvov, he points out, he takes on that l'chayyah there should be another nafkemina. Says the Michatz Chinuch over there is discussing the halacha of shiluach machnois. The halacha is that the times of the Beis Hamikdash, we had to go and send them out to someone who is Tomei, had the din of shiluach machnois, is not allowed to enter the place in Machni Shechina, Machni Leviyo, and the Metzaya is all three machnois, is chutz l'machane totally. This is the halacha of shiluach machnois, a deraisadig halacha from the psukim in Parshas Nosoi. Says the Michatz Chinuch over there in Mitzvah Kupay, that we find la locha, we paskin a balkeri, which is considered tumay yitzimi gufoy, is a locha that is mishtaleach chutz from two machnois. It is not enough that he doesn't enter machni shchina. He has to also leave machni levia also. A balkeri is get sent out from two machnois. Says a michaschinuch lechere, if so, a poiletes, since the maskonis are immoral, a poiletes is not a locha of negas. That she's only considered someone who touched something which was Tomei, which will give her a locha of a tumor, like someone who touches a dova Tomei, that she only has to be sent out of one machne. The Gemara says in Maskona, the reason why Peletes is Tomei, is because of a tumor of a roya. She has her own tumor because she sees this is a tumor which is considered a Peletes. Mameila says in Michaschinuch Lechiria, the Peletes also should be sent out of two machnois, because just like a Balkeri himself is sent out of two machnois, so to the Peiletes should also be considered someone who's Tomei enough to say that she has her own tumor to be sent out of both machnois. L'chayya, this is the din in the Maskonos HaGemora, a chidush on the Michas Chinuch, in the Mitzvah Kufpei, in the halacha of a tumor of the Peiletes that she's mishtaleh achutz lebeis machnois. But later on in Mitzvah Kufpei Aleph, in Oishei, says a Michas Chinuch l'chayya, even though Misvoya would understand that she, since she's considered a roya, Mameila, she should be sent out of both machnois. But l'chayya, if so, we have to understand in our Gemara, says in Michas Chinuch, the Gemara needed af membeis. The Gemara says in afgeminis, between a poiletes, if she's tomei because of negas, or she's tomei because of roya, and the Gemara mentions a few afgeminis, and why does the Gemara not say the afgemina of shiluach machnois? If we be consider her a negas, then she's only sent out of one machne. Whereas if we're going to say she's a roya, says in Michas Chinuch, misvora, one should say that she has a din of a balkeri, she should be sent out of both machnois. L'chayya says the Michas Chinuch, from the fact that the Gemara didn't say this nafkemina, it seems in the Gemara that even if we say that she's a roya, but she's still not the same darga like a balkeri himself, where has the tumor yotze migufoy to say that he is sent out of two machnois. And it seems in the Gemara, a chidush, says the Michas Chinuch lemaskona, in the second mitzvah, in the mitzvah Kuf Pei Aleph, that be'emes, the maskona, even though the poiletes is considered a roya, but she's still not the same dagger of tumor of the balkeri himself, and be'emes, the poiletes is only sent out of machni shechina alone, and this is the reason why the Gemara doesn't say there's this difference in the din of shiluach machnois between a poiletes, if she's tomei because of roya, or a tomei because of negas. And this is be'emes nigea, and ipshat in toisus earlier, in daf chof beis, understanding this halacha poiletes, if she has a din of shiluach machnois, chutz lemachni shchina, or also chutz lemachni leviyo. And the Sofik, we find also in the Mikdash David, he discusses this point in Tyrus, in Simon Memches, in Ois Gimel. What is aloch of a peiletes? Does he have a din of a balkeri? Does she have a din of a balkeri? Or only of a din like a tomei? Someone who touched the dover tomei that is only sent out of a machni shchina, the maskonus hagemora that peiletes has a din roye in our gemora in Membeis Omed Aleph. Now moving further on in the Gemara, the end of the next sugya, the end of Membeis Amed Aleph, the Braisa we mentioned earlier, Toner Abonon, Hanido v'Azova v'Hashimeres Yom Kineged Yom, v'Hayoledes, Kulom Mitamois Bifnim Kebechutz. Now the Gemara continues on, and tries to work out the case of Yoledes, that the Braisa mentions, has also a tumor of Pnim Kebechutz, and we mentioned already earlier, the first pshat of the Gemara, that this is the dam which was in the Beis Achitzoin, and the Gemara says in Maskona, this is the din of Reb Zeir, that the tumor of the dam is only later on when it leaves the goof, when it's Yotzel Achutz, and Mamela, this cannot be the Pshat in the Braisa, that says the din that the Yoledes already has a tumor, when it's Bifnim, is still in the Beis Achitzoin. Says the Gemara in the Maskona, at the top of Membeis Amed Beis, that the Pshat in the Braisa of Yoledes, that it has a tumor, Bifnim Kebachutz, this is the din of a Leida Yeveshta, in a case where the Leda itself, the reason why she's Tomei, is because of the actual Maisa Leda itself, not because of any dam. There was no dam involved, there was a Leda Yeveshta. And Afa Pikin, even so, the Leda itself is a Chidush that is Metamei, Bifnim Kebechutz. Says the Gemara, the Chidush is, because of the din of Eberoshia, which we find in Chulin, in Ayin Beis Amad Aleph, in the period Beim Amakasha. Over there the Gemara says, that Eberoshia says, Aloche, Gzeria, Shami, Yoitzi, Avlad, Yoishoi, Chutz, Leproizdoi, that we're scared in a case where the Vlad, which is the Uber, which was already dead inside the mother, is gonna be Moitzi, the head itself, Chutz, Leproizdoi, says Eberoshia, then it is enough to say the Chaya, who sticks her hand inside and touches the Roish, she's going to become Tommy, because now already the Vlad has a din of a Yolud, he's considered already born, with the mere fact that the Roish itself left, Chutz Leprizder, and this is the din of the Braisa, that the Leda itself, even though it is still earlier, it's still in Metame, it's still Metame, Bifneim Kebachutz. Now, Bemis is a very Yisoidus thing of Machlokes over here in the Rishonim understanding this Gemara, and it is very Negea in understanding when exactly is the Zman of a Leda, when do we consider the child to be born, and this is Negea, like Gemara brings down the story over here by Mila on Shabbos, when is the child considered born, when we know that Aloha is always, that it depends on the Yerushoi, it depends on Yitzias Ruboi, where exactly is the place the Roish has to come out to in order to be considered a Yolud and to say that he is already born, and the Nafkamina is B'mila B'Shabbos in the case where the Vlad had his head already out, in the case where it was already Erev Shabbos, and therefore he cannot have a Mila on Shabbos like the Maskonis HaGemara. The Machlekes depends on understanding Pshat in the case of the Gemara, the Din of Eberoshia. The Eberoshia tells us that in the case where the Vlad was Moitzi Roishoi Chutz Leproizdoi, this alone is enough to consider the Vlad a Yolud, that he's already considered being born, and therefore his bris is going to be on the day that it was Moitzi Roishoi Chutz Leproizdoi 8 days later. Says Rashi, Rashi explains where exactly is this place, Chutz Leproizdoi, in the whole sugya by us, when we're discussing the Lashon of the Mishnah already, that it's Metame Bebeis Achitzoin. This is, like the Gemara says earlier, in Daf Mem Aleph Amid Beis, the exact place of the Beis HaChitzon in the Maskonis HaGemara, up till the Bein HaShinayim, the Bein HaShinayim Kelifnim, but up till the Bein HaShinayim as a halacha of the Beis HaChitzon, where the Isha already becomes Tomei, by the dam of the Nida, the Zovah, Yeledes, the Shomer Tzvim Keneged Yom, the Zovah Ketanah, and the Zovah Gedoyla. Says Rashi, so too the Proizdor, which the Gemara here is discussing by Yeledes, is also inside the Isha, by the Beis HaChitzon, and when the Vlad, and the head of the Vlad, comes out of the Proizdor, and it is only in the Beis HaChitzon, it is not further down, that it's already Yotzol Ave or Oilom, but it is still inside, that it's in the Beis HaChitzon, this alone is enough to say that it has already a Turiat Yolud, even though it is still inside. And Be'emes says, actually, this is the din of the Breisa, that the Breisa is telling us halacha, that just like we find, that the dam of a nido is metami the isha already by Beis HaChitzon, so too a yeledes has a turias later in the Beis HaChitzon. And the reason is because the place of the proizdor, which Eberoshia here is discussing and tells us that as long as it left the chutzle proizdor, it is becomes a later, says Rashi, the proizdor is further deep, it's further in, and even after the proizdor is finished, this is still considered the place of the Beis HaChitzon of the Isha, and therefore, this is the din of the Aul Gemara, and the din of the Braisa, that the Leda already is inside, even when the head is only in the Beis HaChitzon, but since it has already left the Proizdor, this alone is enough to say, that this is a Maisa Leda, even though the head is not at all, Be'aveh Ho'olam. Mamela, it's a very big chidush we can take out from this Gemara, that in a case where the head of a child leaves the base, the proizdor, but it's still inside, still deep inside, still in the Beis HaChitzon, this alone is enough to say that the Vlad is already considered a Yolud, and this Vlad is considered, if it happens on Bein HaShmoshes of Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, then we have to consider that this Vlad is already born on Erev Shabbos, and therefore the next Shabbos will already be called a Mila Shlei Bizmano, like the case of Rava. This is Mavua by us in Rashi in the Sugya. But by Emes in Tosfos, the Mashal already points this out, in the Ramaschil Ukhde Eberoshia, says the Ma'asha L'chir in Tosfos in Mavur, that he argues on Rashi. Because Tosfos asks the question, in the Ramaschil Ukhde Eberoshia, that why is Eberoshia very busy over here, with discussing the head of the child? L'chir, any single Eva, any limb which the child would stick out, and the Chayah is going to actually touch this Chilek, even if it touches a hand or a foot, is also going to be become Tomei, even though the Rosh is still inside, because what do we care that the Vlad is not called the Yolud, he's not yet born, but as long as one of the Chalokim of his Eva, and since he died inside the mother, then any Chilek of this child now, of this Uber, should be Metami, the Chayo, the Yeledes, over here, in the case where she touches one of the hands. Mameda says, Toitzvah Sachidush, that you see over here, that as long as the child himself is still called the Uber and is not called the Yolud, this is still called Tuma Belua, that it's not going to be Metame the Chai or the Yeledes, it's not going to become Tome, even though one of the hands and one of the Chalokim is still over here sticking out. Memele says in Masho, if Toisvas over here understands that the place of Chutz Lepreuzdor is still in the Beis Achitzoin, it is not totally L'Ave O'ilom, but it is still in the Beis Achitzoin, like it's Mavur and Shittas Rashi, then the Chayyot Tosis Kasha is not Shver at all. Because what is Tosis' problem? That why over here are we discussing the head in order to give the child a Din Yolud? The Chayyot anyway, over here, any Chalek of the Vlad coming out, the Chayyot is going to be touching, is going to become Tomei. Says the Masha, no, according to Rashi, since the Vlad is still in the Beis Achitzoin, if there will be a different Eva over there, if there will be a hand, the Beis Achitzoin, the Gemara discusses later, Machlikas, Abaya and Rover, and according to Abaya, the plate over there has a loch of a mokim bolua, and even according to Rover, it has a loch of a Beis Astorim, that it's not going to be Metami b'maga. And therefore, if the Chai or the Yeledes over here touches over there, Eva, which is in the Beis Achitzoin, is not going to be Metame. Mamele, if Tosfos understands that the place of Chutz Lepreuzdor, where it gets a Torah later, is only in the Beis Achitzoin like Rashi, then there'll be no question why Ayubosha had to discuss the head. Because only with the head, then we could be a Tumah in the case where he has a Torah Yolud, he has a Torah later. But if he doesn't have a Torah later, there's no Tumah of Tol, because it's still Beis Astorim, and the Chayo is not going to become Tomei. This is a question the Masho asks on Toisvitz. Memela says the Masho, it is Mochach and Toisvitz understands over here that the Priyizdor is actually the Chutz Lepriyizdor of the Gemara, is Chutz LeBeis Achitzoin, is much further down in a case where it is already out of the Beis Achitzoin, and only once the head already left the Beis Achitzoin also, then it is considered a Chutz Lepriyizdor to say that the Vlad is called a Yolud. And Memela, any Eva over there is going to be out of the Beis Achitzoin, which is already not considered anymore a Beis Astorim. And Memela, according to Rove, also is going to be Metami, Bemaga, it is not considered anymore a Beis Astorim. And Memela explains to Masha that according to Toisvus, this is a whole different way of understanding the Din of the Breisa. The Breisa tells us, Halocha, that Yoledes is Metami, Bifnim, Kabachutz. Says in Masha, Behemes, according to Toisvus, there's no Tuma Bifnim. If the Vlad is still inside, it's not actually Tomei. We need to have that at least the head or roiv of the Vlad has to be outside. The chidush of the Braisa over here, that's Metamei Bifnim Kebechutz as Masha, means that even though only the head left the goof, and only the head is outside Ba'ave Ho'ilom, outside the Beis Achitzoin, but most of the Vlad is still inside, this is also enough to say that the Isha becomes Tomei with the Tumah of a Tumas later. Because this is also considered Metami Bifninka Bechutz because of this din, that the Rosh of the Vlad alone is considered a Maisa leader, even though there's no Chiddush over here mitzad the place of the head, because the head is actually totally out, Be'ave Ho'ilom, much further down than the Beis Achitzoi. And Mamele comes out, according to the Mashal's Prat in Toitzvus, that the din of the Breisa, even though the Breisa puts them all together, that there's a tumor of Bifnim Kebechutz, it's very different, the tumor which we have by Dam, and by Dam later, by Dam of Nidois, and by Dam of Zovosh, Me'etzim Keneged Yoim, over there, we're already discussing the Beis Achitzoin, where, so we hear, the tumor of later is only in a case where the Yoish leaves the Beis Achitzoin, because the place of Chutz Lepreizo is actually Chutz LeBeis Achitzoin, according to the Shitta of Toisvus, and the din of Metame Bifnim Kebechutz only means that the rest of the Vlad is still inside, and this alone is enough to say, because the head is already out, that this is considered a Yolud, but according to this, it comes out that we don't have any Chiddush in our Gemara, that the Vlad already is considered a Yolud, he's considered already born earlier in the Beis Achitzoin, according to Toisvus, the Maisa Leda is only going to be when it is ready Yotzo, La'ave, or Oilon, when it's totally out of the goof of the Isha, and only then we can say that this is a Maisa Leda. But maybe we have over here, according to Masha, very serious thing of Machlokes, when exactly is a Maisa Leda every single birth? When exactly do we say that this child is considered born? According to Rashi, this is earlier already when the head is in the Beis HaChitzoin, whereas according to Tosfos, this is only when it is outside. Now, Be'emes Mashal himself points out that even though from this Tosfos in the Masechet Kedev Oishah will be Mavur, that Tosfos argues on Rashi, but if we look at the first Tosfos in Ahmed, in Tosfos in Ramashchel Shehoitzi, Tosfos over there asks, from the Gemara earlier, and Daf Yudzayin Amud Beis, that the dam which is inside the Proizdor, says Tosfos is mashma, that the dam itself is Tomei, when it's in the Proizdor, and why over here, by Leda, does Reb Oishah say that only once it left the Proizdor, then it is considered a Leda, and says Tosfos in the first Heretz, that by Emes Adachanami, the Gemara in Daf Yudzayin Amud Beis, does not mean to say that the dam of the Nidois is already Tomei in the Proizdor. It means that when it leaves the Proizdor, then it becomes Tomei. This has a halacha of the dam nidois metamei bifnim kebechutz. Says in Ma'ashor, it's mafurish in this Tosfos, like the shita of Rashi, because over here Tosfos is mavur that as long as it's out of the Proizdor, it is still in the Beis HaChitzoin. Only the Proizdor itself is too deep into the Ishal to say that it is not considered that Akira hasn't left a goof. But as long as it's chutz le proizdor, this alone is still in the place of Beis HaChitzoin, because that we know the din is mefurish earlier in the Gemara, that the dam of a nidor is ready metame be Beis HaChitzoin, and Tosfos says that this is the place of chutz le proizdor. Says in Mashal that this Tosfos in the first Teretz over there is definitely working with Shita Asriashi, even though the next Tosfos lechoyer is like a new din in Gansen. This is the Shita of Tosfos that only when it leaves the Ave Ho'ilom, then it is considered chutz le proizdor. Interesting, the Kudde comes out according to Mashal, Deichik in the two Tosfos, that the two Tosfos in the first two Tuyutzim in the Tosfos over there, in the Ramascha Shehoitzi, there's a machlekus over here in the Tosfos itself, whether the Proizdor itself is the Beis HaChitzoin, and therefore the Chutz the Proizdor is only once it leaves the Beis HaChitzoin. Says the Sidri Taira, he brings down already in Simen Kuf Tzadik Dalet, in Tzirkon Chavov, a very big machlekus, that was a very big Machlekes la Alocha in a time when it happened such a kind of story that the Vlad came out a bit mehr of Shabbos, and already just before Shkia on Erev Shabbos, the Vlad was hoitzi roishoy into the Beis HaChitzoin, but didn't go totally out la Aver Ho'olam. And there was a big Machlekes, do we say that we already consider this Vlad that he was already born on Friday, since his head was already in the Beis HaChitzoin before Shkia on Friday, and Mamela, his bris cannot be on the next Shabbos because it's a Mila Shlevizmano, the way we learned by us according to Rashi. Says that Sidi Taire brings down from the first Ginas Rodim, this is the Baal of Imre Bino, he held like Shitas Rashi by us in the Sugya, that this Vlad, since his head was already in the Beis HaChitzoin, this is alone considered Chutz LePreizdor, the Preizdor is higher up, and the place of Chutz LePreizdor is in the Beis HaChitzoin, and this alone is considered a Leder, and therefore this child is considered someone who's already born on Erev Shabbos. Whereas the Ponim Eiros in Simon Zayin in Yeridea, he strongly disagreed, and he holds Zayin only in a case where the Vlad was Yotzo Yoshei Chutz LeGuf LaAveh HaOilom, only then can we consider this Vlad as if that he's already born on Erev Shabbos. And Mamela over here, since it was only in the Beis HaChitzoin, he has not been here, he wasn't born on Erev Shabbos, and therefore his bris has to be on the next Shabbos, which is a Mila Bizmano. This was a very big machlekes between the Gdolei Achrinim, the Sidi Taira, Bizan, the Simen Kuf Tzadik Dalet, and Be'emes, this is the machlekes we have over here between Rashi and the way the Mashal and the Tosfos. But says the Sidi Taira, Be'emes, the Pashtus of our Gemara seems to be like Rashi, that the Braisa puts everything together, that the place where the person becomes Tomei, the Ishal is becoming Tomei, is already in the Beis HaChitzoin, which seems that even the Leda itself, also in the Beis HaChitzoin, is already considered a Maisa Leda. And says the Tzidei Taira, that even though the Mashal brought Raya from this Tosfos, who asks a question from the Chayor, who's touching one of the hands of the Uber, and the Mashal understands from Tosfos, if so, there has to be that this hand already is further down and is already out of the Beis HaChitzoin. Says the Sidi Taira, this is not Muchach. And Be'emes, it could be, like the Mashal himself is Medayik from the first Tosfos, that Tosfos also agrees with Rashi's Mahalach in the Sugya, that Chutz LePreizdor is also in the Beis HaChitzoin. The reason why Tosfos over here holds that if we have a hand and a eva of this Uber in the Beis HaChitzoin is alone enough to be Metami, the Yeledes and the Chayor, who's touching this Eva over there in the Beis HaChitzoin, even though the Mashal asks, that even according to Rova, who holds it's a Beis HaStorim. L'chayra, there's no Tumah, Tumas Maga in a Beis HaStorim. Says us in the Taira Yisoid, that the whole din that there's no Tumas Maga in a Beis HaStorim is only for the person himself. If a Tumah, something, a Dov Tomei touches someone's Beis HaStorim, the person does not become Tomei. Whereas someone else, the Chai or the Yiledes, is sticking her hand inside and touching something which is Nimtzo, which is found in the Beis HaStorim of someone else, says the Siddur Taira, who said that this alone is enough to be Matzil on the Tumas Maga, and this could be considered a Maisa Maga, even though it's in the Beis HaStorim, since it is not Matzil, it doesn't help for someone else who puts her hand inside, and therefore this Yiledes is still going to become Tomei, even though Tosfos also agrees that we're still talking about a place where it is in the Beis HaChitzin, which is considered a Beis HaStorim, according to Rava later on in the Gemara. And Ben Mr. Shash later on in the Sugi also points this out in the Gemara, that we could learn that this Maisa of Tumah, of Tumah's Beis HaStorim, not like the Mashor, is only when we're talking about the Isha herself, but not Benegea someone else, and he learns this Pshat in the Gemara, over there in Chulin in the Sugi of Tumah Bluo, by the two Taboys in the Peyek Be'imah Mekashe, in Daf Ayin Aleph. Mamela says the Siddur Taira, if so, we don't have any raya from our Tosfos. And Mamela says the Siddur Taira, the pashtus should be that in order to consider the Vlad that he's born is already enough as long as the head is in the Beis HaChitzoy, which is the pashtus of the Breis over here in the Gemara. And Mamela, he holds Be'ikah, like this shitter of the Ginas Rodim, the Mirinoyam, that he holds that the Vlad is already considered born as long as his head is already in the Beis HaChitzoy. Now, Mamela, you see this thing in Machlokes, understanding in our Gemara where exactly is the place of Chutz L'Proizdo that we can consider this child already born Nafkamina for his Bismillah on the next Shabbos. Now moving further down the Omid in Membeis Omid Beis, the Gemara, the next Shaila of the Gemara, Boi Lohu, Mokoyim Nivlas Oiftoi Balua Haver Oi Beis HaStorim Haver. How do we consider this place of the Mokoyim where the Nivlas Oiftoi becomes Tomei, is Metame the person, Ba'achila, in the Beis Ablia? Do we consider this place a Mokim Bolua? Or do we say this place is only a Mokim of Beis HaStorim? Says in Gemara, what's an Afkamina? Kagoin, She'atocha Ablei Chavir, Kizayis Nevela L'Teich Piv. And now he's carrying this piece of Nevela. Says in Gemara, if you say that the place is considered a Tumah Blua, it is not Metame, even Bemaso. Whereas if it's considered only a place of a Beis HaStorim, Nehi Nami, the Bemaga Lo Metame, Enech Nami, there's no Tumas Maga, but Bemaso Mi O Metame. And this is a Machlikah, says the Gemara, between Abaya and Rova. Abaya Oma Balua Hava, V'Rova Oma Beis HaStorim Hava. Says the Gemara, Abaya brings a Raya to his Shitta, that the place of a Beis Ablia, of the Mokrim of the Nivlas Oiftor, is actually considered a Mokrim Balua. Says Abaya, this is Muchach, from a Mefusha Breisa, because a Breisa, we learn a Locha from a Posuk, Yochil Tei Nivlas Behema Metame Begodum HaBeis HaBliya. Maybe the Din of Tumas, Beis HaBliya, which we find by the Oif Torah, should apply also to the Nivlas Behema, even though the Nivlas Behema has a Tumas Maga, says the Gemara, we should learn from a Kol Shekein, that Kol Shekein, if it has a Tumas Maga Mi Bachutz, Kol Shekein should have a Tumah when it enters the Beis HaBliya, that's Metame the Begodim the Beis HaBliya, just like a Nivlas Oif Torah. Tamu loyma, nevelo treifo lo yuichal tamu bo, mi she'en lo tumma el achiloso, yotzus hazu, shemetamu okunim she'yichleno, and the Maskon in Sagamore says in Gemore, we learn this out from bo, veloy ba'acheres, telling us that the tumma space hablia is only in a nivlas o'if toru, but not in a nivlas behema. Mamila says Abaya, if one is going to say that the mokim of the base hablia is actually the tumma, is only a tumma space astorim, but it's still metami b'master, then what is Negea? What's this Nafgemina? If we have a Tumah over here of a Beis HaBliya by a Nivlas Behema, anyway it's going to be Tomei because of the Tumas Maso. Memeila L'Choya, from the fact that the Gemara over here tells us that the Din of the Tumah is only by Nivlas Oif and not by Nivlas Behema, it is Muchach that the Mokim must be a Mokim Balua. Memeila, there's no Tumas Maso. The only Tumah which can apply in the Beis HaBliya is only this new Tumah which we find at the Oif. And since the Behemoth does not have this din, he is not Tomei. Whereas according to Rava, that even if he does not have a Tumas Beis HaBliya, but he should still have Tumas Maso, which every Nevela has, every Nevelas Behemoth has, Memela, what is Negea, the din of the Breisa, that Nevelas Behemoth is not Metame Begodim, a Beis HaBliya. This is Abaya's Raya, and Bemis, the Gemara of Yah doesn't tell us how does Rava answer this question of Abaya, that the mokim is a mokim bolua. Toisus of Yer points out in Yotzasa, the Master Yotzazu, that Lechayah Rav is going to have to answer that over here the Breis is discussing a case where someone placed a nevela inside his Beit Ablia and he wasn't mesit, it was wide enough that he didn't move it at all, and therefore he has no Tumas Maso, and the only reason why he's going to be Tomei is only because of the Tumah of Achina in the Beis Ablia. Now, Be'emes, this depends on the Machlokes Rishonim, whether Tumas Maso is it alone enough that he's holding up the nevela, or does he have to actually move the nevela? This is a discussion. We discussed this earlier in the beginning of the Perek of Benos Kutim, the Rashin Zovim in Perek A has a Machlokes. Over here, do we have Tumas Maso alone in a case where there's no Heset? Now, Tosis is Mefurish, that in a case where the piece of nevela is not being moved around, there's no Tumas Maso. The Tosis Rosh over here answers a different Teret, that Rav also agrees that there's a certain place deeper and further in, which already considered a Maisa, which is a Mokim Balua, and therefore we can learn that the Breis is actually referring to a place which is further inside, which even according to Rava has a din of a Mokim Balua, and over there the only possibility to be Metame the person will only be with the din of the Tumor of the Beis Hablio. Now, by emes in our Gemara, from this Gemara, there's a very world-famous question asked, is referred to as the question from a Mendel Slutsker, which the Rishash already over here brings down, Shamaiti Makshim, in Shuri Agrid in Zvochim, in Ayin Omed Aleph, they bring down a story from Reb Chaim Brisker, that he was learning in the Beis HaMedrash in Slutsk, and Reb Mendel Slutsker used to say a Shia between Mincha Mariv, and he was learning this Gemara in Membeis Omed Beis, and Reb Mendel Slutsker asked this question during the Shia, and he blied that Kasha, he said, the Lechiria, this Gemara, Abayez Riyah over here, from Nivlas Behima is a tamer. It's very hard to understand Lechiru Abaye's Raya because we can have a poshita teretz to Abaye's Taina. What is Abaye's asking on Rava? That if we consider this place a mokim of a Beis HaStorim that can still be Metame Bemaso, then what is Negea, this halacha of the Breiser, that Nivlas Behima is not Metame Begodim HaBeis HaBliya because of this new din of Achila which a Nivlas Oif has? Anyway, it has Tumas Maso. Says in Mendel Slutsker, L'chayra, there's a poshet answer, because the Gemara tells us in Zvochim, Daf Ayin Omed Aleph, that in order to have the Tumah of a Beis HaBliya, which we have by Nivlas Oif Tohri, it doesn't have to be that the whole Kezayis is in one time in the Beis HaBliya. As long as he eats the Kezayis, Toich Kedei Achilas Pras, like we find by Tumah, by Isurim, there's a sheer Tziruf of Achilas Pras, so too, by the Tumah of a Nivlas Oif Tohri, there's a posuk to teach us this halacha that a kezayis bichdei achilas pras is mitzurif, and as long as he ate the whole kezayis bichdei achilas pras, the person becomes tomei if he ate a Nivlas Oif Tohri. Memeila asks Mendel Slutsker, if so, why over here, what's Abaye's question? Over here, if not for the mute of the Breiser telling us that a behema does not have this new mechudish tiga Tumah of a Oif, then one would say that in a case where the person ate a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras of a nivlas behima, he should become tomei. Memeila, the Breis has to tell us that in this case, he's not tomei, because this din is only by oif and not by behima. And a chanami, in a case where he puts the whole kezayis at one time in the Beis HaBliya, then in chanami, according to Rava, even by behima is going to be tomei because of the Tumas Maso. But the din of the Breisa is still nigea and is still relevant to teach us this halacha that a behema does not have this new mechudish tiga tumah of a Beis HaBliya which a oif has, which is nigea by kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, because over there there's no tumas maso, there's no kezayis in one time in his Beis HaBliya which is enough to be metame in b'maso, and the only way he should become tomei is only with this new mechudish tiga tumah of a tumas nivlas oif, and over here we need to have a pasuk to teach us that this din does not apply by behema. Mameila l'chid is a poshta teretz for the Gemara to answer over here Shitas Rava, and we have to understand Shitas Abaye because of this din in the Gemara Zvochim Nafayin, that there's a new Tumah of Kedayis Mechlechis Pras, and over there it doesn't apply the Tumah of Maso, which we find only in the case where the whole Kedayis is lying one time in the Beis HaBliya. This was a question that Mendel Slutsker asked over there in Slutsk in his Shia between Mecha and Maiv, which Reb Chaim heard this question, Reb Chaim Brisker heard this question from Mendel Slutsker. Now, Be'emes Reb Chaim in his Sefer, al-Rambam, in Ovis HaTumis in Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph, he asks a question on the Rambam that we don't find that the Rambam beats down this halacha that Kezayis B'chdei Achilas Pras is Metzuref for the din of Tumas Nivlas Oif. We find the idea of Kedayis Chatchei Achilles Pras in the Rambam by Tziruf of Isurim, by Macholes Asuris. But this new Gemara, new Chiddush Tegedin in the Gemara in Zvochim Daf Ayin, that by the Tumah of Nivlas Oiv Torah, there's also a Tziruf of Kedayis Achilles Pras. This din we do not find in the Rambam. And says Reb Chaim, we have to know why does the Rambam not bring down this Gemara. And says Reb Chaim, a very Yisoidus Tegedin, Mahalach, over here to be Miyashev, the Shittas HaRambam, which is Be'emes Ateretz also to this question of a Mendel Slutsker over here in our Gemara. Says Reb Chaim, that Be'emes, the Tumah of Nivlas Oiv, we can understand in two different ways how to understand this Tumah of Nivlas Oiv, which is Metami Begodim, Abeis Habliya, only when the Tumah, when the Nivlas Oiv is found in his Beis Habliya, then the person becomes Tomei. And this Chakir of Reb Chaim is widely discussed in the Achrinim, in the Stai Plaza Simen, in the beginning of Shavuos, in Simen Gimel, and other Achrinim. They discuss this Chakir of Reb Chaim, and he says this to Geshayla and understanding, the Tumah of Kazayis B'chdei Achilas Pras, the Tumah of Nivlas Oiv Tori B'beis Habliya. Says Reb Chaim, do we say that the Tumah is not at all a Tumas Maga? A Nivlas Oiv, if you touch it, doesn't become Tomei, the person doesn't become Tomei, only if he eats the Kazayis, then he becomes Tomei. It is a tumah of achila. The ma'isa achila is metame the person. If he eats a kazayis bichdei achilas pras, the Gemara says, then he becomes tomei. This is the din of a tumas achila. Or says Reb Chaim Be'emes, the tumah of beis habliya is not actually a tumah of achila. It is also a tumah of a maga. It is a tumah on the mokim of the beis habliya. The din is that even though the nivlas oif, if you touch it when it's outside, it does not metame you. It's different than nivlas behema. The Afa Pikein in the Mokrim of the Beis Habliya, the Maga over there, the touching over there, is Metami the person. It is a special halacha exists, Akosuv, that only over there, then the Maisa Maga, if this Mokrim touches the Beis Habliya, it touches this Nivlas Oif, if it becomes Tomei. But it's nothing to do with the Maisa Achila. And Reb Chaim over there is Ma'ir to explain that this is Be'emes Machlokes in the Toras Kohanim and the Gemara in Zvochim, whether we consider the Maisa Tumah of a Nivlas or if Torah, is it considered a Tumah of Achila, or is it considered a Tumah of a Tumas Mokrim of the Maga itself when he touches the Beis Habliya? Mamela says Reb Chaim, one can say that the Gemara in Zvochim, who says that there's a Din and a Ribui over there teaching us that there's a Chidush, that there's a Tziruf of Kazayis B'chdei Achilas Pras, this can only be if we understand that the Tumah is a Tumas Achila. If we say that the Tumah is Achila, then we can understand that there's a Tziruf of Kedei Achilas Pras, just like we have by all Isurim in the Torah, by all Macholes Asuri, so too by the Tumah, since this Tumah of Nivlas Oif is also a Tumas Achila. But says Reb Chaim, if one's going to say like the Toras Kohanim, that Reb Chaim over there in Sefer is Moichiach, that the Toras Kohanim holds, that it has nothing to do with the Maisa Achila, but it is a Chiddush in the Tumas Mokrim, that the place of the Beis Habliya, it is a Tumas Maga, only outside there's a Gzeis HaKosov that if it touches it's not Tomei, but if the Beis Habliya touches this Kedayis, it is Tomei, then there's no reason, there's no way to understand that there should be such a concept and such an idea of a Tziruf of Kedei Achilas Pras, since the Tumah has nothing to do with Achila. It is a Tumah of a Maisa Maga and a Maisa of a Tumah in the case where he touches the Beis Habliya, then definitely we're going to need the whole Kedayis to be there in his Beis Habliya in one time. Mamela explains Reb Chaim over there in his Sefer that the Rambam is Mavur, that he passes like the din of the Toras Kohanim, the Tumah, the Geder of the Tumah of a Nivlas Oif Beis Habliya is a Tumas Mokrim, is Tumas Maga, but it is not considered a Tumas Achila, and therefore the Rambam didn't bring down the Gemara in Zvochim of the Tziruf of Kedei Achilas Pras, which is only in the Manda Omar who understands that the Geder of the Tumah is a Tumas Achila, but the Rambam paskins that the Tumah is not a Tumas Achila, it is a Tumas Maga and a Tumas Mokrim, and therefore there's no way to have a Tziruf of Kedei Achilas Pras. Now even though over there Reb Chaim in his Sefer does not make any mention of this question of Mendel Slutsker from our Gemara, but in Shuri Adrid in Zvochim, he brings down in Daf Ayin from the Bitzkerov that he said that from his father Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaim Be'emes based his shtickle over there in the Sefer because of this question he had heard from Mendel Slutsker in Slutsk. And he understood from this question of Mendel Slutsker that it's Muchach, that our Gemara in Nida Daf Mem Beis is Be'emes going with the shit of the Toras Kohanim, that doesn't hold of this din of Kazayis B'chdei Achilas Pras, which the Gemara is Mechadish in Zvochim Daf Ayin, and the reason is because our Gemara understands that the geder of the tumah of niblas oif is not a tumas achila, it is a tumas maga, and therefore there's no place at all for the tumah of kedai v'chdei achilas pras of this tziruf. Memela, there's no question over here on Abaya's Raya from the Gemara over here from Nivlas Behema, which Mendel Slutzke asked that if so, why can we not answer that the Nafkimina is going to be in a case where he did not have the whole Kazayis at one time in his base Abliya, says Reb Chaim, because the answer is going to be our Gemara over here is going to be like the Toyas Koyanim, and according to the Toyas Koyanim, the Tumah is not Tumah Sachila, and therefore we cannot use this Tziruf of Kazayis Bechde Achilas Pras, and the only way he becomes Tomei is only if the whole Kazayis is found in one time in his Beis Abliya, Mamela, this is Abaye's Raya. If so, there's no Nafkemina for having this new Tumah of Nivlas Oif. Anyway, he's going to be Tomei because of the Tumas Naso, which every Nivlas Behema has. And this is Behema, says the Biskoyov, the base of Reb Chaim Shtikl in the Sefer, even though in the Sefer itself, he actually doesn't make any mention of our Gemara on this question. But this, says Reb Biskoyov, was what brought Reb Chaim to go and be Mechadish, this Chiluk, between the two sugyas and the answer to the Rambam, who also does not bring down this din of Kazayis Bechdei Achilas Pras. And we see this Digashayla over here in understanding the geder of the Tumah of Nivlas Oif. Now, Behemoth is worth pointing out that the Ikka question over here, which the Rishash also brings down, this question of Mendel Slutzke, why does the Gemara not answer the difference that the din over here of Nivlas Behemoth is Nigea in a case of Kazayis Bechdei Achilas Pras, says the Rishash Achidush, that even though a Kazayis Bechdei Achilas Pras is also Metzurif, but this is only where all the pieces together are found in the Beis Abliya. The Maisa Achila, when he put them into his mouth and into the Beis Abliya, was done in two different times. It was Kazayis Bechdei Achilas Pras, but only if all the Kazayis, all the pieces together which make up the Kazayis, were found in one time in the Beis Abliya, then the Gemara in Zvachim holds that it can be Metami the person. But if he already had swallowed one even further down, and it is not found anymore in the Beis Abliya, there was never a time when the whole Kazayis was in the Beis Abliya, says the Rishash, Amoedig Echidush, that this Gemara in Zvachim will also agree that there's no Tumah of a Kazayis Bechdei Achilas Pras, and therefore, the Abaye's question is a good question, that he could still have a Tumas Maso, even though he entered the Beis Abliya different times, but at the end of the day, it was found in the Beis Abliya, Shia of Kazayis, in one time, even according to the Gemara in Zvachim, and we'll say, says the Rishash, that our Gemara also is going with the Gemara in Zvachim, that's Ayin, and Afa Pekain even so, the din of the Gemara in Zvachim needs to have that the Kazayis was found, as long as it was found one time, a Kazayis, in Beis Abliya, Bebas Achas. This is a Chidush of the Rishash, the Chasam Seif also in Chidushim, goes to Tremahalach, in the Pshat in the Gemara, in Zvachim, over there in Daf Ayin Omed Aleph, and the Stipe has Arichas, and understanding the Avona in this din, if we say there has to be in Wahol Kazayis, in one time in his Beis Abliya, the Stipler in Shavuos in Simen Gimel. This is a discussion over here in Membeis Omed Beis in the Gede of the Tumah of the Nivlas Oif, which is Metamei Bebeis Abliya.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.